Lesson Preparation. Rare excerpts from Lessons of Rabash with the commentary of his student and successor, Rav Lightman. If we don't know that the will to receive is an evil thing, then we aren't able to bestow anything. But after we determine that the will to receive is a bad thing, then we can think about the will to bestow. Before that, there is nothing to think about. You can think, if I will bestow, my will to receive will be better. That's to bestow in order to receive. That I can understand. Isn't like that, Judah? But for that, you need an awakening from above, the light in it which reforms. To study the Torah, you understand what relation we have with the Torah? Then we should know that the Torah is the names of the Creator, which holds the light, and that light will shine on us. So that light reforms one by showing us that it is bad. It turns out that the recognition of evil also has to come from above, and we cannot see that it's bad on our own. On the contrary, what do you yearn for? To feel even better, and then better and better. So how can you work in order to bestow? You say that the best thing is to be delighted and by bestowal. Because without pleasure, you cannot work. So what is the only thing you need to change? That your pleasure, instead of it being by torturing people, by killing people, one will enjoy benefiting others. But that also has intentions. There's an action and there's an intention. You start from lo lishma in practice, and you pray for the intention, and by this way you can come from lo lishma to lishma. But you have to start with lo lishma. What is lo lishma? I bestow upon the whole world so as to feel good. So everyone has to start with lo lishma. You think lo lishma is worthless. So I ask, how many people give charity for honor? And how many people study in a yeshiva for honor? Go ask someone. So lo lishma is also rare. Therefore, lo lishma should be respected, appreciated. What does that mean? If we say, bless the Creator for choosing us from all the nations and giving us His Torah, then there is a bit of a study in the Torah of lo lishma, and that also brings blessing. What is the blessing? To be thankful for it and do it. But if someone hits you, you'll say thanks. I remember that when I was a boy, the Rebbe would hit me and then say, kiss the leash. I did. Why? Because otherwise I would be receiving more blows. That is called a thanks. Well, I would give up on that. Later I asked when I grew up, I asked the Rebbe, why did you hit me? So he said, one who doesn't hit his son hates him. So, if he guides you, you have to kiss it. First of all, what does he say? He says that without suffering blows, it is impossible to determine that the desire in which we dwell is evil. Because if we only have one desire, until it gives us a bad feeling, it's not bad, it's good. So there's no choice. We have to suffer blows by that desire, by that inclination, which is an evil inclination, then we determine that it's evil, because we feel bad. So man's awakening begins from feeling bad. After the 7 years of satiation, after all the good things, come the bad things. And he's willing to develop and exist in the world to bestow, as long as he feels that it brings pleasure. He's willing to bestow in order to receive, as long as he receives more than what he can receive in a regular fashion. If I can't receive in order to receive directly, then okay, at least to bestow in order to receive. That's just the ego's development, although we think it's something exalted. In order to recognize that our desire, which is our matter, our substance, this desire is what creates our world, our reality, all the images we see. And it is what brings us to spirituality. Everything is a desire. There's nothing more than that. So, recognizing the desire as evil, if that happens in a person, it happens from above, by a special light, a special force. When a person starts feeling that the same desire is evil, he feels bad. That enables him to exit that desire and attain a different desire. The difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow is simple. The will to bestow is the feeling of pleasure through others, in others, and the will to receive is feeling pleasure inside oneself. The difference is great. One cannot feel no pleasure. Yesterday someone asked, can I enjoy the action of bestowal? Not only you can enjoy, it is a must to enjoy. One cannot develop and live without feeling pleasure. Feeling pleasure means feeling life, feeling existence. But if we make an action in order to enjoy, that's an egoistic act. And if we act in order to enjoy, but that this pleasure will be a motivation for my action, and the action itself will be done in others, then I use the pleasure for the sake of bestowal. Like Bala Sulam says, that this is when the pleasure is actually for the sake of the Creator. He says that in Shamati. Of course, you have to make a calculation with respect to the pleasure. But just like in corporeality, in this world, we have an example that a mother enjoys when her child enjoys. That's her pleasure, meaning her pleasure is that the other has pleasure. First, the other has pleasure, and since there's a bond, a connection of love, it is felt in me as well. But I do not make the action in order to enjoy on my own. I make the action in order for the other to enjoy. That is already a pleasure of lishma, a spiritual pleasure. In our world, it doesn't happen that way. Obviously, even a mother that takes care of her child and feels pleasure from this, it is a natural pleasure that she feels, because otherwise she wouldn't take care of her child. So, this is where the whole difference is. Why do we enjoy? Whether the question is about the pleasure or about whom do we bestow, then the question is about the action. Who is the receiver? That is actually the scrutiny. What can I say? What we can add to this is that in our time, it is manifesting in the world's general kli vessel. We start feeling these discernments are felt in more and more common people. We don't see this yet, and people don't speak about it openly and clearly, but we will see it soon, how people will talk about pleasures and bestowing and receiving and intentions and the connection between people. They'll understand that we've entered that network of connection between us. And it unfolds. It comes from within, that type of recognition. Well, let's start. Moving to the first part of the lesson.